Welcome back to the BJ Podcast. Today we'll be talking about how overconfidence has many pros and cons, and how we see this in Macbeth by Shakespeare.
Why was Macbeth overconfident?
I feel like Macbeth was overconfident, and you could tell how he expressed the things that he did. He didn't think he could do anything wrong. He didn't think he could be beat, and he thought that he could overpower the king in general. How do you think this made other people feel?
I think it makes other people mad, because when other people are overconfident and think they are better than everyone else, they begin to be cocky. That makes people mad, because it can be quite annoying when they don't speak the truth about their strengths or weaknesses.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Why do you think people, including Macbeth, are overconfident?
People act overconfident due to some kind of information. Sometimes it can cause a lack of confidence. They may be making up for that loss. Do you think there are pros and cons to being overconfident?
Yes, I do believe that there are pros and cons to being overconfident, because like I said before, you can get a lot of hate from being overconfident, just like how Macduff hated Macbeth. He was sick of Macbeth being cocky and thinking he was the best. There is pros to being overconfident, like you have high self-esteem and you don't think you'll do anything wrong. You think you will always reach your goal.
Yes, I agree, but overconfidence can lead to problems as well. Like you said, it can lead to hate, which can cause situations that could be hard to deal with, definitely. In the book/novel, Macbeth seemed all high and mighty, and I feel like this was partly due to the witches. If the witches didn't tell him about the prophecies, and which stated, Macbeth shall never vanquish be until great Birnam Wood to high Dunsinane Hill shall come against him. This means that until Birnam Wood from the forest moved to Dunsinane Hill, Macbeth will never die. And of course a forest can't move, which is all what we think, until Macduff's soldiers carry the branches of the forest to Dunsinane Castle.
Is there anything you want to add about being overconfident?
Well, let's talk about confidence in general. Confidence is a character trait in which you believe something. For example, I'm confident I will win this game. I feel really confident in writing my test. Having confidence and believing in yourself is healthy for your relationships, but also your overall well-being in general. We all have experienced at least one time where you did not have confidence or have had low confidence. This will usually give you those butterflies that you feel in your stomach. You can also feel very anxious as well. But also being overconfident can lead to trouble. You begin to feel as though you are better than everyone else and believe that nothing can stop you, where Macbeth felt this in Macbeth. This can lead to you being cocky and ruthless. You feel like nothing can stand in your way. Overconfidence isn't always a good thing. Overconfidence can overcome you, as though it did to Macbeth during the novel.
This brings an end to our podcast. Thank you for listening. For more idea concepts, subscribe to our BJ podcast and turn your notifications on.
See ya!